Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 653 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Light, and I saw the body of the little girl. Mr. Rogers walked in the room and stood to my right inside of the room. I stood right in the door, leaning up against the right facing of the door, and Mr. Black was to the left, leaning on the left facing, but a little to my rear, and the attendant, whose name I have since learned was Mr. Thessaling, was on the opposite side of the little cooling table to where I stood. In other words, the table was between him and me. He removed the sheet which was covering the body, and took the head in his hands, turned it over, put his finger exactly where the wound in the left side back of the head was located, put his finger right on it. I noticed the hands and arms of the little girl were very dirty, blue and ground with dirt and cinders. The nostrils and mouth, the mouth being open nostrils and mouth just full of sawdust and swollen, and there was a deep scratch over the left eye on the forehead. About the neck, there was twine, a piece of cord similar to that which is used at the pencil factory, and also a piece of white rag. After looking at the body, I identified that little girl as the one that had been up shortly after noon the day previous and got her money from me. We then left the undertaking establishment, got in the automobile, and rode over to the pencil factory. Just as we arrived opposite the pencil factory, I saw Mr. Darley going into the front door of the pencil factory with another man, whose name I didn't know. We went up to the second floor, the office floor. I went into the inner office, hung up my hat, and in the inner office I saw the night watchman, Newt Lee, in the custody of an officer, who I think was Detective Starnes, the man who had phoned me. I then unlocked the safe and took out the payroll book and found that,